Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca New Year's podcast series. I'm Robert Dutt, head blogger at ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for the show. Today, we're joined by Ingram Micro Canada General Manager Mark Snyder. 2013 was a big year for the distributor, with some new faces, some new directions, and some key acquisitions. Mark joins us to talk through all of those changes, as well as to discuss his forecast for 2014, which includes a major shift for Ingram Micro's events strategy. Let's get right into our conversation with Mark Snyder. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
Maybe let's start with your thoughts on 2013 as the year that was. What was kind of the headline of the year for Ingram?
Well, I think now that the dust settled on the year, I think it's been a big year of investment for Ingram Micro Canada. Definitely with the configuration center out in Vancouver and some of the changes we made to our Toronto configuration centers to add in capabilities around mobility, et cetera. So I think in a year that overall was looking like a flattish year, I think we ended up having a pretty good year from a growth perspective.
What, you mentioned mobility. I believe that's still sort of, I think that's a big growth area for 2014 for you guys, but what kind of drove the agenda for 2013 in terms of product or technology areas?
Well, as you know, we did an acquisition of BrightPoint, and it's been rebranded as Ingram Micro Mobility. And they have their own software. They were a global distributor of mobility devices, but didn't have a presence in Canada. Their software, though, is configured specifically for mobile devices, and the way traditional distributor software is developed doesn't handle all the serial numbers, et cetera, needed to track the devices properly. So we've actually adopted their software into our warehouse now and are able to work on mobile devices that way. So it's a real benefit of having this acquisition. And we look at it from a global perspective. We look at Canada as being one of the bigger opportunities for driving this convergence with mobility and IT.
All right. We saw also significant investments in cloud on Ingram's part over the course of last year. How did the conversation in the channel around cloud change over the course of 2013?
Well, I think in 2013, we really saw it start to mature more. I think that the mainstream vendors have really made it clear that cloud is the way that they're going, and it's not going to be an option as time goes on. So I think the early days of cloud seem to be dominated by the born-in-the-cloud vendors. Now it is becoming much more of a mainstream conversation. And I think as we look into 2014, it's going to be more about how business is going to be moving over to the cloud rather than if it's going to be moving.
All right. What did you see as your biggest challenges in 2013 as Ingram Canada and as an industry?
Well, I think, really, if we call it the Canadian economy or the IT economy, I think that was the challenge in that if you were just selling the same devices to the same customers, I think a lot of our resellers saw, flattish growth at best. I think, the government was down in the first quarter, and no secret across the industry, we saw a result that was close to double-digit decline. So it's been a while since we've seen that in the economy as a whole. But I'd say as the year finished up, we saw what we normally see, which is the companies that had a strong sense of where they wanted to go and had invested in converging and making their business different as time went over, they seemed to do pretty well in 2013.
All right, great. As we look, as we begin to look forward a little bit on 2014, obviously mobility is a big bet for you. Can you elaborate a little bit on that? And also, what are you guys seeing as agenda drivers for 2014?
Well, I think in 2014, it was we kind of laid the foundation here. One of the bigger announcements that we've had just as year was closing up is that we've added a vice president of mobility. So Steve Roberts has joined us, and he's got an extensive background, having worked for Bell Canada and for Rogers in the past, as well as a separate mobility company that he was CEO of Forum Telecom. So he's joining us officially January 6th, although he has been working through planning with us so far. So we're welcoming Steve aboard, and it is quite an investment in that group. As you know, we've made investments in infrastructure and people before, but I think that what Steve's really going to bring to the table for us is a sense of IT as well as the traditional players and how that we can put these together this year. So, we managed, I think, as best we could with people, internally from an IT perspective. But this is an example of the investments that we're making now, before in infrastructure and now in people that will help drive mobility through current VARs and also through the carriers.
All right. What else are you looking at in 2014 as potential hotspots, growth opportunities, both for yourselves and for the solution providers you work with?
Well, one thing, having just got back from CES, the consumer side is still growing strong and kind of where there is a lot of activity from both traditional IT vendors and newcomers coming along. I think we'll see a bit more in the wearable devices. We've seen a lot of traction coming up in Canada with Fitbit, and as a device that can be used at, not just for fitness, but as time goes on, can also be a key part in kind of a wellness focus when it comes to healthcare in North America. I think you're going to see a lot of work and configuration and opportunities on adding value to devices that are being worn. So, that might happen in the VAR area as it pertains to healthcare, but it's definitely part of an overall mobility trend that we're seeing in Canada.
All right.
The other side to that is that off this recent Google announcement about having buying Nest and seeing connectivity coming into homes when it comes to their thermostats and their smoke detectors, I think we're starting to see a real interest in having an overall picture that things could be managed through mobile devices. And, that also will require more custom configuration on mobile devices. This will drive apps and will also drive infrastructure as time goes on as well.
Internet of Things has certainly been a hot topic over the course of 2013. Still very much in its formative stages, perhaps where cloud was 4 or 5 years ago. Do you see it reaching a point where ideas that perhaps are around Internet of Things, which perhaps we see a lot of the consumer opportunities today? Do you see that becoming a real business opportunity in Canada in the near future?
I think so. I was at a recent press event with Cisco, and Rob Lloyd, who's the vice president of Cisco, pulled out a Fitbit, and it's not their product, but he's really looking at it as a part of an ecosystem that, that if you can have these endpoints for measuring data, then the next step becomes how do you get the networking and the infrastructure behind, and then how do you manage the data coming in, which are areas that we're much more familiar with in the VAR community. When you think of how data centers evolved, and we've got data center management, we've got remote monitoring on data centers that can be more around anticipating problems. You could make the same connection to say that will be the case with healthcare at some point, where we'll be moving more from a break-fix mode, as we are in healthcare right now, to one of preventative maintenance. If you could have a monitoring device on, then this can be monitored similar to monitoring your network over time. So I think that's something that our VARs who support the healthcare market will be able to help and make money out of the business as time goes on.
All right. You touched on the bit of a debacle that was federal year end last year for a lot of VARs, especially those who have strong federal practices. Curious what your I realize it's still a quarter out, but curious as we head into 2014, as the year gets kicked off, what are you hearing from the channel in terms of their expectations for federal end of year this year?
It's interesting because I think if you looked at this point in 2013, the sentiment was that potentially things could be a bit better, and I think they were the estimates. We ended up kind of towards the low end of estimates in 2013. I think that the government is coming in more of a structured method of purchasing, and they were looking at trying to not have as big a spike in the first quarter. So I think we're all optimistic as we come into 2014 that we'll see if the spending doesn't happen in the first quarter, that it'll be just more of a measured purchasing going throughout the year. So I'd say that seems to be the consensus now, that people are optimistic that there'll still be a good first quarter. And again, a lot of companies just compare year-over-year growth, and they're thinking what they saw last year was more of a slowdown as the government was retooling their purchasing practices, and that we might be back to a new normal that should be a bit more than they saw last year. So
perhaps
optimistic.
Yeah. Like I was saying, perhaps it sounds like instead of kind of a brief period of madness followed by radio silence, it might be a little bit more balanced out over the course of the year in the near future.
Yeah, I think they were still developing the processes last year, and then that led to a bit more of a slowdown than we would see in normal years coming up. So that seems to be the consensus about now. But it's January, and we'll come back and talk about this in a couple of months.
Absolutely,
for people.
Absolutely. Aside from federal government, what is the mood that you're seeing and hearing from channel partners early in 2014? What are their expectations? What are they thinking about this year in terms of opportunity, in terms of growth, in terms of all of those kinds of things?
I think outside of mobility overall, I think there is a convergence still happening. Advanced solutions is Anchor micro calls, and it's commonly called across our VAR channel as well, are starting to merge, where you get into more Intel servers are still seem to be taking a bit of share, I think, versus the larger solutions out there. So I think that is driving a lot more of our VARs kind of upstream in their conversations with customers. I think that from an Anchor micro perspective, because of that, we spend a lot of time now, I think, putting together programs that involve education. So we've seen a good traction last year in, virtualization shows, BYOD shows, VARs who are coming out to get training at the same time as they get product information. So it's more of a focus in our marketing area around education for VARs than there has been in the past.
Okay. What else can VARs expect from Ingram over the course of 2014?
Well, I think kind of along the lines of convergence, Ingram Micro is going to be partnering, putting together some of their programs into an event called IM1. So if you think in the past of the separate shows that we would do, there would be more travel involved for partners who were interested in these how technologies were converging. So what we've done now is we're going to combine into almost a super show. And the first one we'll have will be in May in New Orleans. And so think of combining the SMB show that we do along with the Venture Tech Network Invitational, but also putting together that with our programs around the public sector, healthcare, and the system architect group, and key areas like physical security and big data that we've done as separate shows. We're going to be combining into one show. So think of having this as one main stage presentation. But instead of having just a 2 or 3 day show, it's going to be a week long. And this way we think we'll have the best quality executives, presenters, and it'll also allow our customers who are part of one group to be able to go over and see what's going on in these other technologies without having to book a separate flight and make another time commitment away from their core business.
And it sounds like the idea is for partners to be able to either, obviously, if they choose to come or see value in coming for the whole week, they can do so. It sounds like there's the opportunity to kind of pick and choose, well, I need to be there for Tuesday and Wednesday because it's small business and that's key for me, and it's advanced solutions and that's key for me, and then sort of tailor the experience that way.
Exactly. I think that rather than having to choose if they're interested in, say, physical security, that Ingram Micro does a lot of work on, they don't have to make a separate trip altogether if they're already coming out for the Venture Tech Network Invitational. So it'll be a big show, but with customization underneath it. I think we'll see greater than 1,600 customers out to this, and this will really show kind of the strength and scope that Ingram Micro can provide to the VAR and reseller community.
And the plan is to do that twice a year, sort of a spring and fall cadence, as we've seen in the past from VTN and from other subgroups within the Ingram world.
That's right. And because it's such a big event, it's planned out in advance. The May one is in New Orleans, and I've just heard that we're going to be running IM1 in September, and that will be in Las Vegas.
All right. Great. Any parting shots for the Canadian channel community before we wrap this up?
Well, I think, congratulations on finishing strong. It was a good finish to the year across the channel. And, as with Canada, we're right back into it, Q1 being one of the larger ones. So good luck, everybody. And hold on to your hats.
All right. Perfect. Thanks so much for taking the time, Mark.
Thanks a lot, Ron. Take care.
So there you have it, another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. It's just about done. I'd like to thank Mark for joining us and thank Ingram for its continuing support that makes this show and everything else you see on the site possible. Thanks to all our other sponsors as well, and of course, thank you for listening. I'll be back later this week with another edition of the New Year's podcast series, this time with Cisco Canada President Nitin Kowale. There's a lot going on at Cisco Canada, of course, and this is going to be one that you definitely don't want to miss. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.